Hello and welcome to the latest Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast. I'm Sam Lloyd, and coming up in the programme, we put a three-time Olympic gold medalist through his paces.
I'm just looking at my position here. I just seem to be creeping off to the right there. I'm just sort of trying to lean over to the left here to correct myself. Oh, he didn't like that, did he?
We speak to a rider who's excelled at more than one type of horsepower.
It was a great opportunity, and I think the two sports complemented each other. I think I've tried to take some of my racing skills with me to my horse sport and vice versa, but now just trying to four legs, not four wheels anymore.
And we go behind the scenes on Cross Country Day.
Saturday night's a busy time for us when horses are more likely to lose a shoe on the cross country course. So we get all sorts of problems, hoof cracks, overreaches, lost shoes and lots of foot missing after they've galloped several miles around the course. So quite challenging.
Now imagine competing for the first time at this world-class event. No doubt a sense of excitement and nerves from our debutants that include Dominic Schramm, Eliza Stoddart and Chris Talley.
It's such an incredible place, and it's absolutely just kind of magical looking around and taking in everything. It's an incredibly special place to be at. Just seeing the Burley Castle and everything, it's just been incredible. And we got here quite early on Saturday morning, so everything was kind of, you could see the significance of it. But then as each day went, they started putting up flags and, all the everything. And then yesterday was the first day with all the crowds and everything. It's very impressive. And, being at Kentucky this year, Kentucky kind of doesn't have much on Burley, so it's very exciting.
Burley is my absolute childhood dream. I've been here every year for as long as I can remember. I've sat on the leaf pit with my friends and said that I would one day be here doing the real thing. And now I'm here. I just hope that we can do everyone proud and that we have a good experience.
I'm actually feeling really good. Really just a privilege to be here, and it's starting to sort of sink in when you see the house and it's so much history here. When you grow up as a kid and you always kind of fantasize about coming to a show like this, and so now that it's actually happening, it's been really fun so far. The whole team around you and the horse, they work so hard to get here, and I'd be lying if I said it's obviously a big impressive course, and I know there's a lot to do, but at the same time it's just, I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing the hard work actually pay off, at the sort of ultimate level. So I'm definitely trying to, not get too overwhelmed by it, but at the same time, I know it's a serious job.
Now, another rider making their debut at Burley this year is Elizabeth Halliday-Sharp. And the American has had a very interesting career so far, as I found out. Now, you're here competing at Top Flight Sport, but you've got a fascinating career, which I'd like to talk to you about, because not only are you a top three-day eventer, but I gather you've had a motorsport career as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, my dad was involved in motorsport, and I think that was kind of what he really wanted me to do. I started riding first, actually, and then got involved in racing when I was 16. And, I had a really amazing time with it. And when I was young and just didn't mind living on a plane or on a horse or in a car, it was really cool. And bombed around and did the American Le Mans Series, FIA GT Series, Le Mans 24 Hours three times. A lot of great competitions and a lot of great wins, and some really big goals achieved. And I sort of had to make a decision a few years ago, about 5 years ago now, which way I was going to go, because it was very hard to do the two sports well together. And I didn't really have the sponsorship to compete in racing at the highest level anymore at that time. And it's sort of not like horses where, if you have a nice young one, you're producing it up the way. You're either at the top or you're not with racing. And I tried to do some lower level stuff and just didn't enjoy it, to be honest, and thought, if I'm not doing the big stuff, I don't really want to do it. So I sort of had to decide, right, let's try and get the sport on four legs right. And I've definitely ridden better since I've committed myself to one, but I do miss it, I'm not going to lie. It was a great opportunity, and I think the two sports complemented each other. I think I've tried to take some of my racing skills with me to my horse sport and vice versa, but now just trying to four legs, not four wheels anymore. I suppose in my heart, I wish I'd really achieved, been on the podium at Le Mans, because that'll probably never happen again. But I'll tell you what, what I've got set out for me here is one of the biggest goals I've ever had. So if I could achieve something big at five-star and ride on more teams for my country and go to the Olympic Games. That would be the biggest goal of my life.
Hi, I'm Simon Grieve, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
There really is so much to do and see here at Burley in what is a very special and unique experience. So we decided to put our reporter Justina Simpson to the test by trying out the Musto Mare Simulator, and she was joined by a very special guest.
Hi there, I'm Lottie Williams. I work for the company called Racewood. We build and manufacture the simulators, but we're here at Burley this year with the Musto Mare.
Tell us about the Musto Mare.
So the Musto Mare offers lots of people from around Burley to ride the cross-country course, or this year for the first time to ride some of the dressage moves and to have a look at their position and balance on the simulator.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a go. Talk me through what I need to do.
Okay, so we're going to just carefully get on. I want you to try and get on without using the stirrup. Because we're looking at your dressage position and your balance, it just stops the saddle being pulled over, and then we'll get you set up and ready to go.
Okay, so I'm mounted. Talk us through what's next.
Okay, so as we're looking at dressage, we're going to keep those stirrups a little bit longer. We're going to take a quick look at the screen, and the screen that you can see at the moment shows all the sensor data that we can get from this simulator. So on the left, you can see your rein pressure. When we start moving, you'll be able to see that in real-time feedback. Bottom of the screen, you'll have your forward and backwards position. So as you lean forward, you'll see the graph go up, and same with going back. On the right of the screen, you've got left and right balance. So if you tend to lean a little bit more one way or the other, that will show. In the middle, you can see the red dot, and that's your live weight as you move around. So if you have a little wiggle around now, you can see that dot move. Yeah, and then if you just touch the leg sensors on the side, you can see those green lights lighting up. So that's where the Musto Mare can feel your sides.
Okay, so we're going into a walk. Oh, that seems a bit faster than a walk. No, it's quite a bouncy walk. I cannot believe how much this foot... Whoa. Now I'm trotting. Oh, my word. It's so responsive, isn't it? Now, just so you know, I've ridden all my life, but very basic level pony club and happy hacking. So I don't have as much experience as perhaps someone doing a dressage test. But behind me, I have a man who knows all too well about dressage, our very own Matt Ryan. What's it like to be back in the saddle, Matt?
Oh, I'm just waiting for those painkillers to kick in to make my back not ache too much. Oh, steady, steady. I'm just looking at my position now. I just seem to be creeping off to the right there. I'm just sort of trying to lean over to the left here to correct myself. Oh, he didn't like that, did he?
What do you think of his performance?
Looks pretty good to me. I'd say, again, the right balance is probably just because you're leaning over this way talking to us. It's very, very sensitive mare.
Actually, how much does this piece of kit cost?
This one is about £84,000.
£84,000, and a huge amount of technology behind it.
Yeah, a huge amount. It's like a flight simulator horse.
Matt, final word from you?
Oh, I hate that, looking at that red button go bouncing around here, there and everywhere. It's meant to be really still, apparently, and my red button, my red dot there in the middle of the target is going back and forth, back and forth. Oh, I don't like that red button, that red mark.
He's really in the zone now, so I'm going to leave Matt with the Musto Mare. I think he's grown quite fond to it.
Hi, I'm Janelle Price, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
And let's continue to go behind the scenes at Burley as Justina went out and about to speak to some very special people.
Well, I'm with Master Farrier at Burley, Steve Hill. Steve, the sound of forging, it's an all too familiar sound for any horse owner. But for the elite riders at Burley, it's a sound that's actually quite crucial to their performance.
Yes, definitely. Horses of this level would be shod quite frequently, probably every 4 weeks. Certainly on the build-up to a big event like this, when the work is increased, they may need more frequent shoeing.
And what sort of situations do you see here with the horses' hooves?
It can be all sorts of problems. My job here is to replace lost shoes, like today with the dressage, if a horse brings a shoe just before it goes in. But Saturday night's a busy time for us, when horses are more likely to lose a shoe on the cross-country course. So we get all sorts of problems, hoof cracks, overreaches, lost shoes and lots of foot missing after they've galloped several miles around the course. So quite challenging.
Personally, speaking of Burley, you obviously love your job. It's a dream job, and it must hold a very special place in your heart, this event.
I absolutely love Burley. I'm a local lad. I hunt locally here, so
Burley's always been the highlight of my year.
From shoes to saddles, and I'm with Pippi Polson from Devacoo.
It's a combination of both horse and rider. The balance, you know, the rider needs to feel secure in the saddle. Every rider is different as well as the horse. So you're not just looking at the shape of the horse, you're looking at the shape of the rider, how they ride, how they sit in the saddle. The horse needs to obviously feel free underneath, but also the rider needs to feel secure within the saddle. So it's so technical through the horse, how they move, their conformation, and then also you've got to be careful because the riders are so many different shapes, sizes. The saddle obviously can't be too long on the horse's back, but you've got to cater for the length of leg of some of the riders, you know, within the seat as well.
In terms of cross country, obviously those are big fences and the saddle really must go through a heck of a lot in that particular stage.
Absolutely, and the nice thing is we've got such a range of trees as well, that we've got a new tree which is a carbon tree, which it also has a little bit of flexibility through it, so it moves with the horse rather than a wooden tree, sort of almost a little bit rigid on the horse. So horses that are tight through the shoulder or big through the shoulder or anything like that have really benefited from the carbon tree, and you know, that's so important.
Hi, I'm Lauren Kiefer and you are listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
Well, let's return to all the excitement of Cross Country Day, and the course certainly lived up to expectations as big, bold and typical Burley, the ultimate challenge for these riders. But it was a delighted Pippa Funnell who remains in the top spot, having topped the leaderboard after dressage and produced a superb display with MGH Grafton Street to achieve a combined score of 26.8.
I am absolutely over the moon, but I hold up my hand and say it didn't look that pretty, and it didn't look pretty with me losing my silk as well. But, you know, it wouldn't have made the best pictures, but I had my work cut out. But, you know, he kept digging deep, and I actually think he finished, and I don't think he would have had a bad experience. For sure, there are a few places where he was a bit green. And I had to, if I'm honest, I had to use my experience. I had to hold him in where I had to hold him in, give him confidence where I had to give him confidence, try and see nice strides where I thought this is an opportunity to, give him a nice jump. Chuffed.
And so, with two of the three phases now completed, who will be crowned the winner of the 2019 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials? Join us next time when we'll be rounding up all the action from show jumping and bringing you all the delights of the wonderful shopping here at Burley.